Had an opportunity to present here on the opening day of this symposium looking at a One Health approach to antimicrobial resistance. That's a big undertaking.
It's a big undertaking, but it's one that's also very worthwhile. And it's the idea of One Health, where you optimize health and people, animals, and the environment, and use that as kind of a mindset to attack this very difficult problem of antimicrobial resistance. So it gives us a new way to think and to act, I think, about this problem.
Is it the right approach?
I hope it's the right approach. I think it's the best approach with our knowledge today. Antimicrobial resistance is an issue, whether you're in plants or animals or people or our environment. So as a consequence, the solution will come from all of these groups as well. So, you know, One Health really means then that people will come together across disciplines holistically in an integrative way to focus on this problem together. That's where the ultimate solution will come from.
You mentioned that this is kind of a different approach to how we've looked at things in the past.
It is. I think we've looked at it as agriculture thinking this way, medicine, human medicine and public health thinking this way, plant agriculture thinking this way, environmentalists and ecologists thinking another way. And really the answer is we all have to think in one way, but we all have to have our disciplines brought to the table to put it together. So it's a non-siloed way of looking at things, and it's a way for people to get a better understanding of what's happening in all these sectors to improve health in all of them.
One of the other comments that I wanted to ask you about is you talked about consequences of inaction on antimicrobial resistance, agriculture being having the greatest vulnerability.
I think we're at the point where this problem is so serious and so significant globally as well as nationally that we can't just sit back and not do anything. And now, I don't want to have people think that we aren't doing anything. We are. But I think we haven't done it in a coordinated way, and there's still quite a bit of a stalemate, really. And frankly, we just can't go forward without being more proactive as we move ahead. This is too important to our health. It's too important to our animals. It's too important to our environment not to move ahead. And inaction means, really, that this problem is going to get more difficult and more difficult to solve if we don't act today.
Is it possible for agriculture to take the lead?
I really believe that's true. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for agriculture. And you mentioned before the vulnerability of agriculture because the public doesn't have a real good understanding of the real benefits of agriculture into their life. So we oftentimes tend to get pushed to the side and get blamed for something that's not necessarily something we've done. So this gives us the opportunity for other people to see us as critical problem solvers in really difficult societal problems. We can, we are, and I think we very much can lead the way.
You just mentioned something else I was going to ask you about, and that's the societal impact of this issue.
So there's individual impact, there's an individual animal impact, a human impact, a herd health or a hospital, but there's also a societal impact. So what we do to individuals or groups, now we know really may impact a whole society, because resistance now goes horizontally. It crosses animals, it crosses species. Resistance can actually be mobile, going from microbes to microbes, from person to person, or animals to people.
So what does it mean to have a conference like this here in Ohio?
Well, I'm biased because I think Ohio and Ohio State University really is a good place to hold this. We believe in One Health. We believe that agriculture is extremely important in this state, and it is. Human health is. And so we've got a group that has worked together in the past that now can work together on a very important problem and help lead the way. So having it here in Ohio, where we have really good partnership and collaboration in public health and animal health and environmental health, gives us a way to let other people around the country know that that's the case.
When participants leave on Thursday, what do you hope they'll take away from this conference?
Well, a whole new thinking, to think bigger, to have an appreciation for different interests and different ideas from different organizations and disciplines, and to walk out with a new set of common interests or a common ground that's been created and defined here that then will propel us forward into really effective actions in the future.
Dr. King, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.